And this may be consistency issues that we see with this team, both within games and then from game to game. Is maybe some of that a function of the younger team is still there?
Obviously, you know, age is a factor, but you know, we're all learning. We all want to make this better and better every game. So it's something that we're working at. We're trying to help the young guys, and you know, for the most part, we just have to continue to want to learn, and that's the biggest thing.
Patrick was talking about managing shift lengths in the game. I know it's something that everybody looks at as the year goes on. It's kind of like in game to manage that mentally.
You know, it's tough. You know, I'm a guy that you know, gets caught out a little too long once in a while. You know, it's a tough thing. You know, it's harder than you would think. You know, sometimes you're feeling it, sometimes you're not feeling it. And you're you know, subconsciously, you know, you want to make something happen in that shift. And but the biggest thing for me is trying to get that attitude out of my mind. And you know, things aren't going right. You know, cut it off and you know, live for another day. And you know, that's something that I'm definitely consciously working on, and you know, our whole team is.
I'm surprised at what Patrick's been able to do this far in the season. I mean, just leading up until the just until the Christmas break. I mean, so much pressure of him coming into the season number two overall.
Yeah, he's been awesome. He's been learning, which is awesome. You know, I've been a guy that has been trying to help him. You know, a little bit, obviously playing with him. You know, I want to lend my helping hand to, you know, try to help him grow. And he's been awesome. He's been willing to learn. He's been wanting to, you know, become a better hockey player. You know, on both sides of the puck. You know, each game, and you know, it's something that, you know, hopefully me and him can grow together and continue to work on that, all that stuff together, and you know, make something great. You know, as line mates.
For those that don't play the game, how much of an advantage is it for you guys to be in the same city, not fly last night, and not go anywhere, but yet you got a game here on the road again tomorrow?
Yeah, it's huge, actually. You know, to you know, kind of, you know, makes it feel a little more like home. You know, when you don't have to worry about traveling, you know, checking into another hotel, you know, being in a different spot. You know your surroundings. You know where, you know, all your stuff is. It does make it easy, you know, being able to just kind of go back to the hotel, you know, eat some food and relax and go to bed. It makes it easy. So it's definitely, I think, an advantage.